Get the best odds on all the big games this March. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app today.
What is up, my friends? I'm going to give everybody just a couple of minutes to get in here and watch today's post-game show. I want to thank our friends from Carl Chevrolet for sponsoring this thing. All season long today, it was all of our postseason coverage sponsors. We're not done yet. This was just game number one for the Cyclones. Fairway, the Iowa Clinic, Wild Rose Casino, and Jefferson, and of course our friends at Graphite Construction, a new sponsor of ours here at CycloneFanatic.com. Let's just get it over with, man. That game hurt. I'm here in the Landjet, by the way. That's where I'm sitting at. Thanks to Landjet for bringing us down here today in Arlington. I'm sitting outside of AT&T Stadium, and you have mixed emotions because that game really hurts. Iowa State was right there. That last possession, those false starts on the last possession, where we're really damning. I think I don't blame Brock for that interception at the end. He was, you know, I think Brock probably played really good. Once we go back and watch the tape, he had a couple of dumb, what looked like dumb picks, but really running for his life most of that football game. I think that you know, the difference in this game, there are two things. One, Iowa State just got into too big of a hole too early. That was the biggest key. To me, the game was decided ultimately, and I would say that a shot, no doubt, but the game was really decided at the end of the first half when it was at the end of the first half when Iowa State allowed that kick return by Oklahoma. Cyclones had just scored, cut it to 10, and then Oklahoma extends it to 17. It was brutal. That was huge. So you get into this giant hole against a really good football team, makes things difficult. That was notable for me. I think Iowa State's offensive line, we saw this group really play well all year long. And they didn't play poorly today. I thought they were overmatched today by that elite defensive front. That to me, because Brock was just on the run all day. He wasn't perfect. That was not Brock's best day out there, no doubt. But he was really under a lot of pressure today. I think that's where, you know, the program took a big step forward this year. I think it can take another one next year. Another thing is, I'm going to show this one here to those of you who are watching live. Jeff points out about the special teams. The kicking game has to get better, right? You know, to a point when I am like dreading kickoffs, you know, that's a problem. But at the same time, it's just like, you know, I just watched Matt Campbell hug every one of his players as they were walking into the locker room. And it's just like they left it all out there. How can you not be impressed with just the grit in there, you know? That's kind of the MO for this football team all season long is just, you know, that, just that nastiness that they play with. Their physical team, they play with character. They're never out of it. And they were like that today. Oklahoma's really good. What hurts though is that I'm not sure they're that, I don't feel like they're much better than Iowa State, if at all. I feel like if Iowa State plays its best game today, it probably beats that team. I'm not saying anything negative against Oklahoma. I think they're really good. If you guys have been listening to me and watching me for months now, I've been saying that I didn't think Oklahoma would win or would lose again. But this team, you know, this Iowa State group just hunkered down and kept, as our old friend Mark Mangino would say, they kept sawing wood and it just fell a little bit short. They dug too big of a hole against too good of a team. You can come back like that against Baylor. You have to be nearly perfect to do it against Oklahoma, right? And it was a really impressive comeback. And damn it, like I truly believe it when I say this to you guys. I'll write about this later. I don't think this is the end of the road by any means for this program. I think this team will end up in the Fiesta Bowl, which would be the best bowl game Iowa State's ever played in. And I think we're going to be right back here in Arlington next year, except there'll be 50,000 of you with us. I think that as long as the offseason goes the way I think it will, Iowa State will be a preseason top 10. And this program is really waking up. But your heart hurts. My heart hurts for those guys. They played really, really, really hard. It was tough, tough watching them go into the locker room. That was tough. But you know what? I'm still really grateful, really happy that we all got to follow along for the ride. Right? It was a really fun season. It's not over yet. Good thing is, and I'm happy about this. I mean, I don't think Iowa State had any bad injuries today. And it's not going to be that long before the bowl game because, you know, the championship game happening on December 19th is so late. So let's go. I'll just do a little more football analysis for you here. Stansberry and I are going to do a really in-depth podcast on the way home tonight. So you'll have that. And then, of course, Bloom and me will have our Sunday night podcast coming up on Sunday night where we'll have bowl reaction, all that stuff. Basketball tomorrow, just a busy, busy time of year. The Isheem Young targeting penalty, I have to bring that up. Criminal, absolutely criminal. I get it. I understand. I fully understand that that is a penalty in today's. We have to make sense of things. You know, there has to be some wiggle room, some gray area with intent and all that stuff. And that's to quote Matt Campbell, that was a bullshit call. Bullshit call. And the worst part about it was just that kid, you know, in the biggest game of his life, can't play. And he's on the sidelines crying because a receiver was falling to catch a football. I mean, you could see Isheem like deliberately trying not to use his helmet. That was bullshit. What else we at here? I'm just going through my notes here. Beat up front, the defense. What can you say about Iowa State's defense? Kept the football team in the game. You know, they really did. They kept the football team in the game, and the offense struggled to get going early. Man, I wish there would have been one more quarter of that game, though. Right? Iowa State dominated that second half. But you know, lost the game. Kicking game. That's all I got for now, guys. I got to do Cyclone Reaction. I'm going to try and get out of these clothes before I do that because we are actually driving back all night. We're driving back overnight to get back tomorrow for the bowl selection show. And so we'll have all of that stuff coming up for you tomorrow. And then basketball is tomorrow as well. So really busy times. But man, thanks to all of you guys for listening and watching. And if you're Patreon members, and just thank you. People in my industry don't say it enough, and we need to say it more. And you guys have all these options of ways to keep yourselves entertained. And the fact that you spend a little time with us means the world. So thank you. And we will be we're literally going to be working all night. And we're going to kick ass and get back tomorrow. And I think Iowa State will go to the Fiesta Bowl. Now, they could drop to the Alamo. There's pluses and minuses. The plus would be that fans can go to the Alamo Bowl. They can't the Fiesta. The Fiesta is obviously a bigger bowl. So we'll keep you updated on that. I will send some texts tonight. I do have quite a few sources in the bowl area of things now. So I'll see. But I'm guessing that Iowa State played tough enough today. They're not going to drop past Indiana. I think Iowa State will be in the Fiesta Bowl coming up on the 2nd. I believe it's January 2nd. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you all. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. Have a fantastic rest of your weekend.